off at the end of a thick rope. He sets to work pruning the dead wood like a sculptor. The chainsaw gnaws through the oak, branches crashing to the ground. The air swirls with sawdust. Sap oozes from the open sores on the trunk. He is killing the tree. He'll only leave a stump. The tree is dying. There's nothing to do or say. We watch in silence as the tree crashes piece by piece to the damp ground. The chainsaw murderer swings down with a grin. He doesn't even care. A little kid asks my father why that man is chopping down the tree. Dad. He's not chopping it down. He's saving it. Those branches were long dead from disease. All plants are like that. By cutting off the damage, you make it possible for the tree to grow again. You watch. By the end of summer, this tree will be the strongest on the block. I hate it when my father pretends to know more than he does. He sells insurance. He is not a forest ranger, wise in the way of the woods. The arborist fires up the mulcher at the back of their truck. I've seen enough. I grab my bike and take off. The first stop is the gas station, to pump up my tires. I can't remember the last time I rode. The morning is warm, a lazy, slow Saturday. The parking lot at the grocery store is full. A couple of softball games are being played behind the elementary school, but I don't stop to watch. I ride up the hill, past Rachel's house, past the high school. The downside is a fast, easy coast. I dare myself to lift my hands off the handlebars.